St. Glass Court.
No, St. Glass Court.
I got that the other day, too. had a nail and you wanted to get it in the board and you hit it with a...
hammer.
It's interesting work. Somebody told me she hit it with a shoe one time. Who can argue with her? do you remember anything about the way wagons or buggies, the way the horses hooked up to the front of them, or hooked up to the front of them?
Hitched.
Any of the terms, for example, if you had two horses, you'd use a, what do you say, a single tree or something like
well,
that? Any of these terms?
I've heard a few of those terms, but I don't know too much
they
about
don't ring any bells. Well, you probably know whether they would say single tree or whiffle tree or whiffle tree.
I never heard of whiffle tree or whiffle tree.
But probably single tree is what they say. And then double tree probably also, as opposed to double single tree if they had two horses.
Well, I don't remember ever hearing double single tree.
So probably just double tree. They ever talk about the shavs on a buggy?
Yes.
They never called them fiddles?
No.
Tongue on a wagon.
Yes.
Evener on a two-horse rig.
I don't know that word.
I think that's the same as a double tree, but I don't know these either. Usually let the farmers tell me these terms. If a man had something, whether it's a truck or a wagon or whatever it is, and had the stuff here and was taking it here, you might say he's the wood. What's he doing to it? He's carting it?
Carting it, I might say that.
Drawing it? Teaming it?
Not teaming it.
Hauling?
Hauling.
Hauling or carting?
No, not carting. I wouldn't say carting either.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said hauling it probably.
Mm-hmm.
The farm implement that breaks up the ground is the...
plow.
And then they go over it with a...
harrow?
Do you ever hear him talk about a farm implement that would, in muddy weather, go around and they'd put, well, you don't have stones, so they probably wouldn't have them. They used to haul the stones out of the fields and these things. Whenever the muddy weather would come, see, the stones would be too heavy for a wagon, they'd break the axle, so they just hook up a kind of a old raft, like, and just slide along in the mud. The horse-drawn stone boat, you
never heard of
it. Stone boat. Used to ride on my grandfather's stone boat. And how about some different kinds of sleds?
Bob sled.
Is that the kind that a horse might pull, or is that what kids would ride on? Or?
Yes, well, I'd think of that as a larger sled that they'd go coasting on, you know, where 10 or 12 youngsters would be on it.
The kind that would be pulled by a horse would have been what?
Sleigh. But that, of course, it would be a particular kind of thing that I think of that is for two or three people. Like a, in other words, it'd be the buggy they use in the winter.
Uh-huh. Double runner, how would the sleigh have runners on where each wheel would be?
I think of a sleigh as having runners like this, one on each side.
Two runners. Uh-huh. All over. Do they have any other kind, like what to call it, cutter?
Yes, I've heard the word cutter.
Would that be the sort of thing you could put a wagon bed on? Just take the wagon bed.
Well,
and put
no, I think
speed.
I heard the word cutter used for again what two or three people would ride in.
They would have the same sleigh runners.
Yes.
Would it have separate ones like wheels?
No, it would have the same sleigh running, I think.
About the same as a sleigh, then.
Yes.
Cutter and sleigh.